You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome to episode 13, everyone. If you've just joined us, I am Robin at A Tired Witch on Instagram, and I'm with Maria at Maria the Arcane on Instagram. And welcome to our podcast.
Yes, welcome.
That was creepy. So, if you guys aren't new here, every week we talk about upcoming lunar phases. And I was going to skip this week because I thought that the next lunar phase was going to be outside of this recording, like, 2 week window. But I then actually looked at a calendar and realized that I am illiterate or can't read a calendar. I don't know. Is that illiteracy? I actually do know how to read. It's impressive. Because the next lunar phase coming up is the full moon in Pisces on September 1st. So that's within this recording cycle. And the full moon in Pisces. Did I say the new moon? Full moon. Full moon in Pisces,
no,
guys.
I think you said full moon. You're good.
Yeah,
you're good.
Of course I'm good. Totally golden. The full moon in Pisces on September 1st is another emotional moon. So I know what you guys were saying. Oh my gosh, we just had two back-to-back Cancer new moons. Well, have I got a surprise for you guys. It's another one.
Yay.
The full moon in Pisces is going to be playing much more on our intuition, and kind of Pisces in general moons are very dreamy, very, you know, tapping into the intuition that comes from, let's say, our dreamland and sleep and prophetic dreams, stuff like that. It's this particular full moon has the greatest sensitivity and perceptiveness to our surroundings. So if you start during this time noticing stuff that your intuition is telling you is one way or another, listen to that. And this particular full moon is paired with Uranus. Refuse to pronounce that correctly. Uranus retrograde, which means that even though we've got this really dreamy, intuitive moon, it's going to be super energetic. So my personal advice to you would be keep a little journal next to your bed, because if you're getting intense dreams at this time, it might be worth writing down. I'm not saying that you're going to have prophetic dreams, but what I am saying is that you might, or your subconscious might be really trying to tell you something in your dreams, and it's worth taking the 10 seconds in the morning to jot down what you can remember and revisiting it with a clearer mind.
Yes. And jotting it down, like, first thing as soon as you wake up is so important, because as soon as you're awake and moving, like, the dream, like, completely, you know.
100%. You forget. It can go away. Yeah. You can just even jotting down keywords. Like, let's say you were going on a horseback ride the whole time. I don't know. I don't know what your dreams are like. And let's say you're going horseback riding and you just jot down, like, jockey, horse, whatever. Like, these are key sort of symbols in tasomancy and dreams, etc., that become easy things for you to even just Google search and try to start to get an understanding of what that could mean for your subconscious. So this is a great time to start practicing that. And especially if you are a new witch, a baby witch, who is focusing on developing that intuition, that witch's eye, this is a great time to start doing some exercises and practicing tapping into that a little deeper. So get your journal, get your, you know, mind open and start trusting your gut. This is the time to do that. Very yes, sexy.
I love
sexy
that.
Dreams.
I love it. Sexy dreams.
Sexy dreams.
I'm so excited.
Deeper understanding of the sexy dreams.
I love a good full moon. Not excited about the water emotional aspect, though.
I look forward to not sleeping because I've never once slept through a full moon. It's not one time. I'm telling everybody else, get your journals, write your stuff down. Meanwhile, I am knowing that I will get no sleep. I'll be up all night and the very next day be emerging from the bed like, good morning.
I actually feel like for the past couple moons I have actually slept pretty well. Now
I'm jealous.
It's most of the time it's not like that, so I don't know what is different. Maybe I'm just so stressed out all the time that my body just automatically shuts
she's actually
down
like shutting down. Her organs are just shutting down.
We've had enough.
Can't it's relate. Never slept through a full moon. I wake up every single day after the full moon with like 30 minutes of broken sleep. Just like there is not enough coffee in the world to make this day function. So what I'm trying to say is, listeners, the day after the full moon, maybe don't bombard me with messages like, is magic real? Because you will get me at my lowest low and I will just like absolutely roast you. So.
I'm going to make it a point to write you and be like, hey, Robin, when's my dark baptism?
My supreme won't let me leave the coven. Oh my God.
Oh, so good. So, if you just started listening to us, every podcast we talk about a random tarot card. We go over the universal meaning and then our own interpretations of the cards. Hearing others' opinions helps beginners form their own opinions, or even those who have been practicing for a while expand their views on other meanings. This week, we are talking about the Eight of Cups. So, another emotional card. The last time we did the Knight. But... so on this card, you see a figure walking away from eight cups. They're going towards a path near water lit by a crescent moon. The universal meaning of this card is about disappointment, escapism, withdrawing, and like thinking about, you know, the grass is greener always on the other side. So for myself, when this card comes up in readings for myself and clients, it is time to walk away from something we have an emotional connection to. This card always sucks to receive because walking away from something or someone we love is freaking hard, but sometimes it's in our best interest. So it's, you know, so easy to ignore our gut and intuition when our hearts are still pulling for the situation to improve and get better. And this card is a call to listen to that gut instinct rather than your heart right now. And I did want to also bring up the reverse meat version of this, because when the cups are upside down, showing that they are empty, if this comes up in that way, it literally shows there's literally nothing left at all in the situation that you've been staying in, including emotions. So why aren't you walking away from it? So Robin dear, how do you view this card?
Well, I have three things to say about this card. First of all, Maria and I did not speak about this card before she drew it or the lunar phase coming up. I don't know if you did this intentionally, but the Eight of Cups is also associated with Pisces full moons specifically.
Ooh.
So I don't know if you did that.
Look at us being witchy.
Oh my God. Synchronicity, guys. We're like professionals.
Unintentionally, but it's there.
This card to me, right, is very similar, generally speaking, to how Maria views it, is that it's very difficult to do, but you've got to walk away, etc., right? But more prevalently, that's not a word. All right. Anyway, I see this card as a rehab card. So think about addiction, right? Or even just drinking too much, right? Sometimes it's not like an addiction. You're just like partying too much or whatever. Sometimes we have to completely remove ourselves from the situation, from the environment, from anything that is causing us to perpetuate these negative behaviors. So Eight of Cups, most often I see people talk about it in terms of like love and relationships, but sometimes that love and relationship is with ourself and how we treat ourselves. And we might be treating ourselves really negatively by overindulging in adult behaviors. And so it is sort of like a journey where we have to completely remove ourselves from the Eight of Cups, from the cups themselves. And we can potentially return to that situation in the future, but we can't return unless we walk away. And we have to walk away to get to a point where we emotionally can return.
That totally makes sense. I do want to give a real world, like, showing how this card like manifests, because last year during my wife's like derby tournament, I was pulling cards for her upcoming game, and the Eight of Cups came up, and during the game she had to walk away because the refs like were making an example of her, like they do for the first game that starts for the tournaments, and so they basically said, you got to leave the track. And she was like super upset about it, but she had to walk away from doing something that she loved. And, you know, she's had to cool it off. And then, as you said, like, later on, she could return to it. Yeah,
exactly. And a lot of times when I see this card in a love reading, it means that you and the potential partner need to walk away. And it doesn't mean that it's over forever necessarily, but the relationship absolutely will not survive if you continue in this cycle.
Oh, yeah, I totally, especially because it shows you going off on your own unique path.
Exactly.
So, like, maybe your partner have to go grow separately for a little bit.
And there's nothing wrong with that. So, yeah, that's how I view it. This is my rehab card.
I love it.
So as this is our 13th episode, and because you guys like the ghost stories so much, Em and I are going to talk about ghost stories again, or spooky stories. They're spooky stories. One of my stories is not, I don't know if it's a ghost story or not, but we're telling spooky stories because it's the 13th episode and we're cliche.
In the best way.
Like a really cute way, though. Like, I'm like really cute. I'm like so cute. So, Em, why don't you go first, baby cakes?
Okay. So, I've been trying to space mine out, so I have additional ones still for future podcasts. So, anything I say now, you know, I have more. But I definitely wanted to tell... I definitely wanted to tell a couple this time, and they all involve my bedroom. First, get your minds out of the gutter, because it's my life. My love life isn't too spooky. But...
Oh my god, but I was about to make the grossest joke right now, and honestly, like, I'm gonna spare our reader, but I'll tell you later.
Okay. This is between us, dear listeners. You're not involved.
I'll tweet it after this comes out. So if you want to know what it was, you'll still get to see it. No. But it won't be forced upon you in your ears.
But anyways, all mine deal with being awoken at night. I'm not prone to like sleep paralysis and have only experienced it like a few times in my life. These instances have like nothing to do with it. This first one is also a cautionary tale. I had gotten graveyard dirt from a very trusted source, which is my local metaphysical shop. I love the owner and I trust her and she's amazing. It's just, but just because, lovelies, you get something from a trusted source doesn't mean you shouldn't cleanse your stuff. Like, cleanse all your things, no matter what. Just, yes. Just do it. You buy from the thrift store, cleanse. You buy stuff from the metaphysical store, cleanse. But anyways, that night, like, I went to sleep, like, 100% fine. I didn't have anything, like, spooky on my mind or anything. But I was, like, awoken by a whisper. You know, like, when you wake up, you're like, I think I heard something. But at first, I thought it was my wife talking in her sleep, so I rolled over and looked at her because I was worried she would start to sleepwalk as well, because she usually, when she starts sleep talking, it could do the lead same to thing. Like her sleepwalking.
I do the exact same thing. It must be a cancer thing.
It must be a cancer thing. You guys are always going on spiritual journeys in your sleep. I turned around. And I went to look over at her, and instead of, like, you know, her just whispering her sleep, I saw two figures, like, standing over her. They were both men with red hair, very pale skin. Like, even though they were, like, well, transparent, gingers, I could tell that they had very pale skin.
They're yeah. gingers. Of course they're like, pale skin.
It was, like, unnatural. And their mouths were open. Like, ew. In a silent scream, but it was like their mouths were, like, abnormally wide, like you would see in, you know, in a horror movie. And
absolutely, like, their,
you know, unhinged jaws. I do what I normally do in these situations to make sure my dreams aren't pouring over into reality. You know, I blinked my eyes several times. I took deep breaths. They only left when I said out loud, leave. Right away, as soon as that happened, I went down the stairs to my altar, got a black candle, I etched like a banishing symbol on it, and lit it as fast as I could. As soon as I lit it, I felt an energy leave. But you bet your ass, smoke cleansed the hell out of that graveyard dart. But I have never seen them again. Like, yeah, they have not come back. Which is good.
What the fuck, Maria? You've never told me that story.
This happened actually 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
What the fuck, Maria? You've never told me that story. That's so freaky. Absolutely not.
No, but this is just what, you know, spirits love to do to me, because my next occurrence has been happening lately, on and off, each month since the pandemic happened.
Oh, that's so fun. Oh, we love to be stuck, like, at home, and this stuff just happening nonstop.
Exactly. It's like, thanks. I'm already stressed out and dealing, like, with all this other stuff.
You're literally sat there going, what about me makes you think that this is what I want? I'm just curious. Like, you can clearly see that I'm stressed out. What about me makes you think that this is what I want? If you folks can kindly fill out a 12-part survey on what about me specifically makes you think this is what I want, that would be just phenomenal. Then you will, if you fill it out, you will get entered to win a $10 Amazon gift card. So,
yeah. I'm very curious that was what they would buy, especially the ginger ghosts.
Probably some self-tanner, babe. They're very self-conscious of how pale they are, because according to you, it was otherworldly.
And headgear to put their jaws back in
place. They were pale, but it was like they were ghosts. And honestly, I've never seen anything like it. All I gotta say is Neutrogena self-tanner, babe. It's $8.95 at the store. You're welcome.
I'm so glad they haven't came back, because
I'm glad for you, because that sounds freaky as fuck.
No, that was intense. And
so anyway, back to your pandemic ghoul. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the ghost of COVID's past.
That's so funny. But okay, so again, I'm like awoken by, like, you know, like a whisper, and you're like, you sit up like, oh God, you know, someone like breaking into my house. Is my wife talking under sleep? But there is this woman who stands at the foot of my bed, who's in a Victorian dress, and she doesn't say anything and doesn't like do anything. She just stares at me. And, you know, I always tell her, please don't wake me up or come into my bedroom when I'm sleeping. And each time I do this, I see her transparent figure, like, walk away. Like, my eyes literally follow her from one side of the room to the other. And I have absolutely no idea how she found her way here, because during the pandemic, I haven't bought anything from thrift stores. I've even been to my metaphysical store. So I get the feeling she's either just passing through, or maybe she's just one of my guides. But
I get those sometimes. You know, I get passer throughs sometimes.
Yeah, but she just keeps coming, so I don't know what's that about.
She's obsessed with you. I should
probably do a reading about it.
Next time she shows up, start playing Mariah Carey's "Why Are You So Obsessed with Me," and then just see what she does. Like, blast that shit.
Scarlett will love it. Because unlike the gentleman in my first story, she's very non-threatening and has a very, like, lovely energy. So, like, these are not the only two stories about spirits waking me up. And it's, like, a common reoccurrence in my life. And, I have a very strict rule in my home when it comes to spirits. And it is only to wake me up if they're trying to tell me something that is actively happening. But other than that, please, for the love of everything holy, don't stand over me or watch me sleep. You are welcome here. But when it comes to slumbering, that is my line. I don't want it crossed. I don't want someone freaking me out each time that I wake up. Like, it's,
and if you do do it, you're grounded for 3 weeks, and she will take your computer away. She means business, ghosts. She's not fucking around.
Oh God, I'm gonna be visited tonight, because I'm there's talking gonna be a about whole, like, it, and they're gonna be like, of, oh, like, yeah?
Children,
oh,
yeah? Children ghosts show up in
no,
your dreams tonight.
Children
just
ghosts,
like,
are the worst. No,
just showing up like, yeah, you think you can ground me, bitch? I'm a spectrum, or spectral image, not a spectrum. I'm a spectral image. Fight me, ho.
Yeah. Like,
well, that's no, fun thanks. For you. That's fun. You just have, like, a little COVID ghost that might just be anxiety manifesting itself, or maybe you have a really sweet old lady that's showing up just like, hey, I love you. Let me kiss you at 2 a.m.
As I said, she's fine. Like, she just slowly just
kissing you at
from 2 a.m. one side of the room to the other.
That's fucking freaky, and that's a hard no for me. Absolutely not. Absolutely yeah. not.
And then we're coming up close to the thinning of the veil, so the stuff is only going to, like, amp up. And
yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You ready to start seeing things out of the corner of your eye?
I look forward
Ready to
see it.
Some mist floating around.
I look forward
Yay.
To it.
I do too. Love it.
It's the one thing that I look forward to. You know, if you're not paying rent here, then why the fuck are you in my house? It's kind of the motto, but
so Robin, what are your stories?
So, I don't know if this one counts as a ghost story, and it happened when I was, like, 3 years old. No exaggeration. I was, like, 3 or 4, but it stuck with me my entire life. And so, I legitimately don't know if this was real or not, okay, because I was so young, but it's, like, been a haunted image in my brain, and I've tried to Google it, and I guess it's, like, a common-ish thing that happens to kids, and, like, nobody knows, like, what it means or whatever, but I was really little, and growing up, we had a two-story house, and my parents' bedroom was at, like, so if you went up the stairs, my parents' bedroom was to the right, and then what ended up being my bedroom was directly at the top of the stairs, and then when it ended up being my brother's bedroom was at the far end of the left. But originally, my brother's bedroom was my bedroom, and it was a relatively, like, large room, and this was when my brother was, like, a baby. Yeah, because we still shared a room at this time. And I woke up in the middle of the night to seeing a bunch of what I describe as shadow goblin people. There was Yeah. And they were all like 2 feet tall, maybe 3 feet tall. Mm-hmm. Like, 'cause I'm a kid, nope. Right? I'm like four. So how tall mm-hmm. is a 4-year-old? Like 3.5 feet?
Yeah, they're pretty little. They're little.
Yeah. And so, but they were smaller than me. So, but not like microscopic. Yes. Yeah. So these were like really small little things and they were all over my room. They were on my bed.
So you were visited by gnomes.
I was literally, I'm telling you, I'm in full awareness that this might have just been like a child's nightmare. Okay. But it has stuck with me for so long that it's hard to like ignore it. If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. No, yeah.
I started screaming and crying, and my dad came in the room to get me, right? Mm-hmm. And I could still see them. Like, I was fully awake, and they were everywhere, but my dad didn't see them. And it was just the weirdest thing. And, like, the image of them being in my bedroom and being there has just completely stuck with me. I think about it sometimes, like, just randomly doing something. And that's the only time that that has happened in my entire life. So like I said, mm-hmm. this might have just been a dream that like really traumatized me. I don't know. But it did really traumatize me. And like, I still think about it all the time. And there was like 20 of them in my room.
No and thanks.
They,
nope.
They had
nope,
like nope, big nope. eyes nope, no, no. And they weren't like glowing or anything like crazy like that. She says while describing 22-foot tall shadow things in her room. Listen, I know how I sound, okay? but yeah, it's like fully stuck with me. And it's something that I think about all the time. Like, I genuinely will think about this. I'm 31 now. I probably mm-hmm. think about this like 2 to 3 times a year. And
I would too. I mean, that's crazy and very creepy.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird thing that happened. And I
think like when we wake up like out of, you know, a dreamlike state, we're kind of still like connected to like you're on like a different plane when you right. sleep. And so still like you're more like oh, what's the word? Like more, you can see things normally that you can't
right
when you know first
For
wake
me,
up.
For me, I don't trust, right? Anything mm-hmm. that I see right when I first wake up. Like, if yes, I first wake up, I don't trust it at all. I'm like, this is a dream. Breast. Like, you know, what's that guy, Zach Baggins? I think we talked about mm-hmm. him last time. The fucking fight me ghost, that guy. if I wake up and I think I see something, I am mm-hmm. like, come on, Robin, you're not Zach Baggins. Chill out. And I don't try to fight a ghost yeah. or like talk to them. I'm just like, I'm probably asleep, like let it go. And 9 times out of 10, like I am just asleep mm-hmm. and it goes away. But the thing that's
why I totally 100% welcome, like take deep breaths, yeah. look around, blink your eyes.
You're probably just dreaming.
Yeah, dreams pour over into reality all the time.
Like I said, I sleepwalk and sleep talk. We're about to get into revealing shit about Robin. I have anxiety dreams where I wake up and I am afraid that I can't find my brother. And it's like an ongoing thing that happens with me.
That's horrible.
Yeah, when I first got with my husband...
Uh-huh.
He was my boyfriend at the time. He uh-huh. moved in with me and he didn't know. I mean, he knew my brother that he existed, yeah. but he never met him. And uh-huh. I like sat up in the middle of the night. We had probably been living together for like a month at this point. And I was like, where's Austin? And he was like, what? And I was like, I can't find, where is Austin? And he's like, he's in Long Beach, because that's where my brother was living at the time. And I was like, no, where is he? And he was like, he's in Southern California. I don't know what to tell you. And we were living in San Francisco.
Oh my
And I
gosh.
Was just like, and then I woke up and I was like, oh, good night. Went back to sleep.
You Cancers are so weird.
I know.
I swear. Because my wife is all like, I gotta go to Derby. I'm like, no, you don't. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
I wake up at like 10 p.m. and I'm like, I'm late.
That's horrible.
No thanks. Yeah. But so, okay, so the reason that I'm coming back to full circle. The reason that this stuck with me so much is because I still saw the little shadow guys when my dad came in the room. Like, I'm awake at this point, right? And my dad's asking me what's wrong. And I'm like explaining it to him. And I'm like fully awake and coherent. And I'm like watching them watch me as my dad brings into my parents' bedroom. And then I couldn't sleep because I thought they were going to come back into my parents' bedroom with us. And they didn't. But yeah, like I was fully awake at that point, and then I think about it all the time. And that what I'm trying to say, guys, is I have childhood trauma. Thank you so much for coming to my podcast. welcome to episode 13. Let's talk about trauma. Yeah, so that's that. And then the other ghost story I was going to talk about was I told Em about this. This happened about like 2 months ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was a little girl that came. So I live in a school bus. If you guys don't already know that, I think you should. But if you don't already know that, I live in a school bus conversion. So my house by no means is haunted. I live in a bus. No one has died in this thing. Like
that our house, you know,
our house is mobile. True. There was the high school massacre on the bus. It was crazy. The bus actually devoured all the kids. It just consumed it into a portal.
Sounds normal. Yeah.
Totally normal.
Totally possible. Like,
doesn't that happen at all schools?
Yeah, right?
Back to my trauma.
Okay. Let's get back to it.
No. I'm just fucking with you. But anyway, so I'm in the school bus. And my school bus, my home is small. And like, you can see, obviously, my entire house from bed. And I got up to go pee in the middle of the night, as one does. And there was a little girl in the bus. And I told Em about this. She's in a nightgown and stuff. And of course, obviously, you think standard ghost story, right? Little Victorian girl in her sleeping gown, but she wasn't. I don't know how old the majority of our listeners are here, but I was a child in the early 90s, and if you were a child in the early 90s as well, if you were a young girl child, so female child, at least at birth in the early 90s, you would recall the My Little Pony sleep gown, okay? That every little girl had. It had like the puffy sleeves and the frilly bottom, okay? And it had like the three ponies on it.
They were comfy as hell.
They were comfy as fuck. That's what this little girl was wearing.
No thanks. And,
but I just thought that I was once again dreaming, right? So I like, she went away and I was just like, you're dreaming, let it go. So I went pee, would go back to bed. This happens for four more nights in a row that I see the same little girl, and she just stood there next to my bathroom in her little nightgown. And I didn't talk to her or anything. She was just standing there because I'm like, it's a dream, let it go, right? She eventually ends up just disappearing and going away. But for like a week straight, this like child who's like 7 or 8 wearing like a 1992 My Little Pony sleep gown just decided to hang out in my bus or, I don't know, occupy space in my head for a week. It was weird. It was super weird. And I told my husband about it and he was just like, what? Because he doesn't believe in ghosts at all. Like, does not even tolerate watching ghost shows with me. Just absolutely hates it. He refuses to believe in them, which is, like, he could meet a ghost straight up. They would shake hands, and the ghost would be, like, with their little transparent body being like, I am a ghost. I am dead. And he'd be like, probably not. I must have ate some off food.
And here's my wife, my wife's like, why were they standing over me? What was going on?
Why not? Because you're a little spicy tamale. That's why. Sheesh. Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I have no explanation for it. And she's just gone. She didn't say anything. She wasn't scary or creepy. Like, there was no, like, movie-esque situation happening. You know what I mean? Which
there was, always, like, hardly ever any movie-esque
stuff always points to it being a dream. Like, if it's too creepy to be real, just assume it's a dream until proven otherwise. That's my rule of thumb.
Yep, 100%.
Yes. Because it's probably a dream. You're having a nightmare. Wake up. But yeah, it was just weird, man. And like, I was telling my husband about it, and I was like, I don't know, maybe that was a dream, but that was weird. It was so specific, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like how you're like, I don't talk to them, and here's me, leave, get out.
Sometimes you'll talk to
right
them
now.
Sometimes I talk to them, but I also just like, I'm trying to go about my day, and I'm like not looking to like create any kind of attachment. Like, if I wake up at 2 a.m. and there's a dead girl wearing a My Little Pony outfit and she's not a fucking zombie in my house, I gotta pee, bitch. I'm not in the mood for this. Like, go do your thing. Like, haunt someone else. I have to fucking piss. Like, I got up to pee. I'm gonna continue down that path of urinating. And then I'm gonna go back to bed. And if you're still there in the morning, we'll talk. But, like, I am tired.
Yeah.
That's my vibe. I like cannot be fucked. I just don't care. I'm like, whatever. Thank you for coming to my house. Goodbye now.
I don't like to be woken up by humans. So
nevertheless, ginger pale humans. Like, she's like gingers, guys. Well, if I got bad news for you, Maria, I'm a natural ginger. What now? Are you gonna tell me to leave?
Yeah. Caught me, Robin.
I'm a ghost.
So, before we get into what is stirring our cauldrons and what is not stirring our cauldrons, we have a fun little thing we would like to do with you guys that so since fun. We're about to reach 10,000.
No, we are. We're 500 past it. It's like a secure slot, girl.
So good. But we wanted to do something special for everyone for, like, you know,
10,000 streams.
Listening to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
for tolerating our ghost stories and our chaos.
Yeah. Our like completely probably useless banter. But we're so glad you enjoy it. We're so glad. But we want to ask you guys if you would write us some reviews on Apple Music and then maybe write a little question for us and we will answer some of your questions on our next podcast.
That is what our topic is going to be. So if you go to Apple Music or Apple iTunes, whatever the hell it is, and you leave us a review with a comment, and the comment, you put a question in it, next episode, we will answer them. We'll try to get to as many as we can. I don't know how many people are going to do that. So it depends, I guess. Maybe there'll be repeats.
Yes, if you have burning questions.
Anything.
Burning questions.
Yeah, we figured normally we leave that up just to Discord. So this is like a special thing for you guys. If you guys want to do that, leave us a review and write a question, we'll try to get to as many as we possibly can. That will be our topic next week, and we hope you guys think that's fun. I think it's fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
Yeah, and thank you guys so much for listening to us and supporting us. It's if Maria and I could, we'd be like right on the lips to each of you. Just kiss, kiss, kiss.
Robin and I talk like all day, so being able to just like talk over like a recording and people actually like to hear us talk
is incredible. That's, and we really appreciate you guys. Thank you for letting us have this space.
Thank you.
We hope that we can answer some questions next time.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what questions you guys have for us.
Yeah, me too. I'm really excited.
But so if it's about your dark baptism, I'm going to be like very disappointed.
If I get one question on there that is about Sabrina the Teenage Witch, I will hunt you down and punch you into a lake. That's what's going to I'm going to throw you into the lake.
In a lake.
Specifically a lake. And I'll be like, no dark baptism, only wet baptism.
Isn't that how Jason was created? We're not creating a Jason.
I'm creating a Jason. And I will be just like the regular Jason. Jason's mother. He didn't kill Jason's mother. Or wait, did he? Oh, shit. Well, you're going to the lake anyway. Oh, so.
I think she was alive during the first movie. I think.
Honestly, there were so many. I don't know. We're getting off topic.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, we are.
Go leave us a review, write a question, and we will get to it next time. And we love you guys so much. Yes.
So, Robin, what is stirring your cauldron this week?
I'm so glad you asked. I really am. We are encroaching the end of August. Thank fuck.
Oh,
which means that autumn is right around the corner. And let me tell you, I've already been to my local Michael's because this year they've got like pastel Halloween stuff, which is my brand. Okay. That is my whole brand as just a human person, not even as Tired Witch, just as a human. I'm just existing as like this pastel goth nightmare. And I'm so excited. Cannot I'm just excited relate. For autumn. Not I'm ready really. For it to be like no warmer than 70 degrees outside.
Ooh, can relate to that. Oh, yes.
I am ready for no more blistering hot days. I am just looking forward to the coming month or even two or three. With just fond admiration. And I am so excited. It's also witch season, which means that all the witchlings are coming out. And I'm excited for them. You know, that's exciting. That's an exciting thing for them. Very excited. This is the dark baptism, children. Look forward to the dark baptism. Ooh.
Yes, and our junk mail folders are about to get a whole lot more I'm so interesting. Excited.
Actually, on that
so
exact
much
note.
More interesting.
Oh my God, on that exact note. Okay, Maria and I have already talked about this, but listeners, my people, I'm going to make a tote bag that only has the dumb DMs I get. Like, is magic real? Can you fly on a broomstick? Like, when is my baptism? And please look forward to it because I almost have enough, I think, quotes now that I can do it. And I'm very excited. Anyway.
I'm so excited.
Back to other things I'm excited about. I'm going to get one and I'm going to get it printed as a tote and I'm going to get it printed as a shirt. And that's only what I'm going to wear now. I'm just going to have one that across the shirt is just going to say, do you worship the devil? Yes.
That's so funny.
But I am excited. Like, we do, like, yes, I get dumb messages, especially in autumn, but I also get a lot of like really engaged and amazing questions from people that are like genuinely like either revisiting or beginning a journey. And I'm just really excited for those people. And I'm excited to watch it happen. And I'm excited for autumn 100%. In general. I'm excited.
I mean, we started in autumn.
Yeah.
Yeah. We started in autumn. So it's going to be great to see like new creators, especially witchy creators, to see what they do. Like,
yeah.
I love it. Like, I love seeing how like different everyone is and how they express themselves through photography. It's
just everything. I think it's amazing. Or like people who post their written word on there. It's just, I find it really exciting. I do get a little exhausted of seasonal witches. If you don't know what that is, as somebody who is just here for the aesthetic, but you know what? That's valid. If you're just into something for an aesthetic, that's cool too. Like, I'm 100%. Not here to police people's like things that make them happy. I only get tired of it because those are usually the people that send me the stupid questions. And I think that that is also valid.
Well, that, and I feel like a lot of newer witches are very, like, gatekeepy. Like, they're like, you have to practice this way. Like, they have very strict rules with themselves, and they put those strict rules on everybody else. And it's like, calm down, please.
Take several seats. You need to have a deep breath and just namaste. Namaste.
But yeah, I'm like so.
I'm super excited. I am really excited.
Cooler weather, all the Halloween stuff, like right warm drinks, sweaters.
Yeah, right now, all the way to Yule is my personal favorite time of the year, especially in 100%. The witchcraft community. Getting to watch all these creators like make amazing and wonderful things. I'm really excited about it.
Plus, I love seeing the progression from Samhain to Yule because it's like we get really, really witchy and then everyone starts becoming like very house witchy. You know?
Like witch of the woods. Like witch of the woods witchy. Yeah. Like suddenly like there's this transition. I love it. I think it's great. Everybody's suddenly wearing their cozy ass shit. And embroidering, sigils into their scarves. And so I love it. I think it's great. 10 out of 10, guys. Keep making great content. You make me happy.
You make me happy, too. I love it.
She's lying. She's lying to you. You don't make her happy.
Shh.
She's lying.
They don't guys, have to know.
Run. Run away. Run so far. I'm kidding.
I'll suck my gingers after you, okay? Oh, my God.
So, Maria, what's not stirring your cauldron this week?
Okay. So, what is not stirring my cauldron is that there isn't enough time to do all the tarot spreads I want to do for myself.
Like, yeah.
There's like so many. And if you have been following me for a while on, Instagram, you know how much I love tarot. I love doing tarot for my clients and, I kind of like have a deck problem. And so does Robin.
No, excuse me. Why don't you worry about your own damn self? I don't want to fucking hear it. You leave me out of this, woman. I do not have a deck problem. I own one deck. We've already discussed this multiple times. Goddamn, stay in your own lane. I can't believe you call me out like this. You will call me out like this on our very own podcast. You would say such slanderous things. I cannot believe that. Guys, this will be the last episode as I have officially disowned Maria. Anyway, move on to your deck problem, in which case I have nothing to do with.
We'll see. I might mention you again. We'll see.
I do. I have a deck problem. Let's be honest.
But the thing about them is that I don't do like readings for myself as much as I would like. Now, don't get me wrong. I do tarot almost daily for myself, whether it's like single pulls or like a simple like 3-card spread, or even if I have a question or need some insight, I don't put that on the back burner. But I get so disappointed when I don't have anything to like ask. I don't. Everyone's like, well, that's not normal. But. I don't have the energy or time for like a bigger reading. I have so many beautiful, gorgeous decks, and I feel like I don't pay each of them enough attention because I love them so much and I'm always like itching to use them. So maybe this is what not stirring my cauldron is my tarot addiction. But
this is actually this is not actually a podcast at all. This is actually an intervention. Again, I personally do not have this problem, so do not try to deflect.
This is my second intervention.
And your 700 listeners would like you to know that you have a problem, and we want you to get help. We've actually talked with your wife, and you're going to a nice place where you'll be riding horses for a week. And it's gonna be really good. It's called Anti-Tarot Farms. It's a farm.
It's a farm. Great. So I'm probably gonna die, but yes. Anyways,
yes, you are.
But tarot, it's such an amazing tool and I love utilizing it, and I just wish there was more chances for myself to utilize it more than I already do. but
yeah.
Can you relate?
I can 100% relate. I read tarot all day long for other people.
Yep.
And sometimes I'm just like, I want to read for me, but I have nothing to ask. Nothing I really am concerned about. So I just pull a bunch of cards and like see a bunch of stuff I already knew. And I'm just like, validated.
Or see stuff you're like, I would rather have not known that, but thanks. I appreciate it.
You know, I know I didn't have a question, but this is rude. So no.
Cancel, unsubscribe.
I've actually decided, guys, I'm writing a petition. We're actually canceling tarot. If the great people who are amazing at canceling people could now cancel tarot for me, that'd be great. They've offended me and I don't like them. So
I've been called out way too many times. I do not need this when I'm not asking to be called out.
I'm not asking for any kind of self-reflection. The growth stops here. 100%. The growth stops here. So, if you guys are new here, every single episode, every episode, we talk about creators that we are loving right now in our community. Mm-hmm. This can be small businesses, artists, in social media accounts, just basically anybody we're loving right now. And to preface this, because I can't believe I still have to say this because it's still happening, don't ask to be in this. This is not a promotion. These aren't paid promos. If you ask for this to be in here, you're gonna get blocked. Don't do it. We hate it. Stop it right now.
Yeah, 100%.
So, Maria, who is the first creator that you are digging right now?
Okay, so mine is Seance Perfumes. I love them. And yes, like most of their stuff is oil based, but they do have like Sprints perfumes as well. But it's not like I am not a floral and fruity person. And that seems to be like the main thing that comes out like perfume wise, you know, to the general public. Mm-hmm. And I am more of like cologne wearing, you know, like I love deep scents and musky. Leather, oak, that sort of thing. But for
she likes to smell like a rich mahogany.
I do. Like
leather bound books.
But my favorite Seance perfumes are the Crawley, which is incense. It smells like incense and I think roses. And what else was the other thing? Nag Champa. I have no idea.
I don't like that one. I don't like how it smells, so I have no idea how to pronounce
love it, but
I know a lot of people do. It's not for me.
That's only in the Crawley one. Mm. But oh my gosh, just the scents are so like different, and I love smelling like it. Like I smell like witchy, and so if you know, before spell work I like to like slather it on because I have the body oil, and it comes like in this, like she does not like skimp on how much she gives you for the bigger, not the roll-ons but the droppers, and so I just like big dropper all over, and it smells and it sticks to you for like a really long time, like at least like for myself half a day. And then I also have the roll-ons for them too, so if I feel like it's wearing off, I just like, you know, put a little bit extra on. But
I love that.
Yeah, it smells really good and really unique.
I don't know who it is. Their packaging.
Yeah, it's like all like spooky Victorian.
Love that. Right? Yeah, 100%. So it reminds me of this store in San Francisco that I used to be obsessed with. I still am. Called Love to Death. It's very similar, like super Victorian, kind of modern goth style, and I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
So good.
So, yeah, I recommend. Because that's the only stuff that I wear now, like perfume wise. The only thing. Yeah.
So good.
So, Robin, what store are you digging right now?
So, someone I know, I recently found out, has a thrifted book shop, and I think it is so fucking cool. I think the idea of it's amazing. So it's called Blue Desert Books. Mm-hmm. And she basically goes and finds vintage books to be able to resell at a good price. Mm-hmm. And I talked with her about it, and she's looking for like occult and magic books to put in the shop. That's why I'm directing you all this way, because I think it's freaking clever. And she has like a bunch of just cool vintage books, like natural history books and stuff as well. So if mm-hmm. you're into somebody who or if you are somebody who's into that kind of imagery, like 12 out mm-hmm. of 10, definitely recommend. We love a small business that repurposes.
Yeah. And I'm definitely going to follow, because there's a lot of books from when I was first starting out that I don't mm-hmm. have anymore. So it would be good to see those books again if she does find them.
And I had talked with her about it, and she basically told me that if anybody's looking for something specific, to let her know mm-hmm. and she will keep her peepers out. So we love that. We love to see it. 10 out of 10 mm-hmm. vintage books. Let's do it. speaking of leather-bound books and rich mahogany.
Yes. And remember, when you get a vintage book, please cleanse it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Please. Please. Oh, my Lord. But yeah. I think it's fun. I think they're cool. And I think fun. That. Yeah, this is just it's just a fun week, isn't it, gang?
I like this episode. Such a good episode.
We hope you guys will join us on September 4th. For our 14th episode, where we will be answering your Apple review questions. So when you're done listening to this, go over there, just go do it really quick, and then you'll be sure to be one of the first people on the list. Probably you probably will be, and therefore we'll probably get to your questions. You should do it. Keep an eye out on both of our Instagrams and our Twitter. Follow us there, Coffee Cauldrons on Twitter, for more information.
Or even better, joining us on our Discord level tier, which is First Coven on Patreon, so we can answer your questions next time. Extra questions on our additional 30-minute episode.
Yeah. And you'll even get to hear our super sensual voices for an additional 30-ish minutes if you're in the Patreon level. So we added the new Patreon level. So it's the casting tier and up. You get to hear our sexy voices, which is like such a treat for you. Wow.
Love it. Yes. Love it. But again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons.
With Robin at A Tired Witch on Instagram.
And Maria from at Maria the Arcane on Instagram. Okay.
Are you ready?
So you ready? Yeah. Let's do it.
One.
Two. Three.
Bye. That was pretty good though.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.